This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has declared a state of emergency over the sudden arrival of migrants from the southern border. Hundreds have arrived over the past 2 months, according to city officials, and Hancock says resources are nearing a breaking point. The emergency declaration allows the city to free up resources more quickly. Denver has spent more than $800,000 assisting the migrants this month. Authorities are in the final stages of their investigation into last year's Marshall Fire. CPR's Joe Wirt says the cause could be determined early next year.
The Boulder County Sheriff's Office has been tight-lipped about the investigation into the most destructive wildfire in state history. Two people died and more than 1,000 homes were destroyed. Investigators are still considering nearly a dozen possible causes of the fire, which range from lightning and campfires to burning debris and electrical equipment. The Sheriff's Office says they have received more than 200 tips and examined hundreds of photos and videos. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Investigators are looking into the cause of a fire that broke out yesterday in Boulder County. Firefighters found smoke and flames coming from a commercial building on Main Street in Lyons. It has businesses and offices, some of which were damaged. Several people were treated on scene for smoke inhalation and minor burns. A sheriff's deputy was treated at a hospital for minor burns. Arapahoe Basin Ski Area has opened a new express lift designed to prevent long lines. Catherine Fuller with A-Basin says chairs on the Lenaway lift can carry six people from mid-mountain to the summit in 4 minutes.
So we're actually hoping that this is going to really mostly get rid of the lines there. And so this is actually to help spread people out, move people up the mountain faster, and make the crowds less of an issue.
A-Basin has also limited the number of passes it sells to curb overcrowding. This is CPR News and KRCC.